In Hollywood, your car is your identity. Just ask the agent whose business is slipping and who can't afford to keep up his fancy BMW, but he refuses to give it up because if he does, then people will know he's in trouble. Or you can ask commentator and screenwriter Rick Cleveland.
I cruise the aisles of the parking garage at work, slowly, up one level to the next, past gas-guzzling, space-hogging SUVs. Hidden beneath my seat, there's a stack of bumper stickers that proclaim in bold black letters, "I'm changing the climate. Ask me how." They were sent to me by a friend of a friend. I'd rather not name names. What you're supposed to do with them is this. Stick them on the bumpers of big-game sport utility vehicles so that then they'll be driving around Los Angeles with an "I'm changing the climate, ask me how" bumper sticker stuck to their bumper like some modern-day scarlet letter. You see, 6 months ago I traded in my own gas-gobbling SUV for a Honda Civic Hybrid, and in my book that makes me a full-fledged eco warrior. Since I mostly drive to work alone, I thought, after 9/11, that I should do my part, whatever my part meant. So I traded in my piggy 18-miles-per-gallon SUV for a half-gasoline, half-electric car that gets upwards of 50 miles per gallon. I had this idea that as soon as everyone I knew found out what I was driving, that they too would all trade in their SUVs for hybrids, and before long, say by the end of summer, there would suddenly be more hybrids on the 101 freeway than SUVs, and that the lone drivers of those SUVs still on the road would look horribly guilty every time those of us who were doing our part whirred or buzzed or glided gracefully by. Before long, even producers and agents would be driving them. Needless to say, that didn't happen. Sure, I read that Bill Maher and Larry David were also driving them, and then I saw a photo in a glossy celebrity magazine of Leonardo DiCaprio driving one. But 6 months passed, and as far as I can tell, it's just me, Bill, Larry, Leo, and, oh yeah, Ed Begley Jr. One woman I know, a writer, told me that she'd love to get one but couldn't risk getting rear-ended in one by all the SUVs on the road. Here's what I think about that. If I'm in my hybrid and someone runs a red light and smacks into me from behind, the airbag in my steering wheel will explode out of its little compartment, saving my life but breaking my nose and my glasses. If someone runs into you in your Suburban, your airbag will explode and break your nose and glasses. Or maybe just your nose in the event that you've had LASIK and no longer need glasses. When that friend, who shall remain nameless, heard I was driving a hybrid, he sent me the package full of "I'm changing the climate, ask me how" bumper stickers. He knew I'd know what to do with them. The makers of these bumper stickers even have a website where you can order more of them online. I haven't had the nerve to use one yet, but whenever I find an especially corpulent SUV taking up more than one parking space, I stop and check my rearview mirror. If no one's around, I could just hop out, peel off the paper backing, and stick one onto their bumper. Or worse, their back windshield. But with my luck, someone would catch me, then break my nose and glasses. It's lucky I don't have the nerve. I wonder if I should send some bumper stickers to Bill, or Larry, or Ed, or Leo. Probably they already have some. Because, well, we're all just doing our part.
Rick Cleveland is a writer and producer for the show 6 Feet Under on HBO. ¶¶